Welcome to eBay Radio with your host, Griff.
If you need help describing your product or service to potential customers, handling time and money more productively, or maybe you need help outsmarting your competition and help marketing your products, well, our first guest today can offer that help. You know, Lee, I was in the car a couple months ago driving home from work, and there was a call-in show on our local NPR station, and somebody, it was about business and marketing, and somebody called in who had the most amazing personality and great advice, and I thought, I've got to get her on the show. She could be helpful to eBay sellers. So she's with us today, Lainey Tsena. Welcome to our show.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm glad to be with you.
I'm glad you could make it. I know we've been trying to get you on, and this is very exciting for me. So,
well, thanks.
You know, when I was listening to the show, I got this feeling that you could have the advice that you were giving would be good advice for eBay sellers. A lot of it about promotion and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your background?
Well, I have a company in San Francisco called Ideas Made Real, and for the past 15 years and 13 under that name, I've been helping folks to understand their customers better. Really put themselves in the customer's shoes, look at what is the person buying, and how do I express the value of my products or services so that the customer understands that. Also, how do I deal with challenges that come up and so on in the course of business. And so I help my clients with things like time planning, spending planning, marketing strategy and materials, and so on. But the main point is I help them to understand what the customer is actually buying.
Exactly. Now, I know you've spent a little time on eBay since we first talked several months ago and gotten an idea of what the actual business environment is like on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me some of the things that you've noticed that work and don't work.
Well, the thing I've noticed most, there's some things that I've been thinking about that I think might be helpful to folks. One of the things that folks often do is they come up with something that they think sounds cute. It sounds good, but it doesn't work. And I'd like to, if I could, take a moment to give you an example of why.
Yeah, sure. You mean business names, right? They're user IDs on eBay?
Exactly. Exactly. Now, we all love what we do, or if we don't, we should be doing something else, right? So we love our product or our service. Whatever it is that we are trying to offer the world, we love it, but sometimes we forget that what we need to think about is, what is it that the customer is really looking for? So here's an example of a name that someone came up with. Joe decided to call his salon the Chopping Block. So it sounds great, right? But why doesn't it work? Why is it not the right name? Number one, who wants to have his or her hair chopped? It makes him sound sloppy, right? So it doesn't really work because it has the wrong association. For men, you might be afraid he's going to injure you, right? Chopping block, yeah. And for women, a haircut for a woman is more of an intimate experience. And so we want to be taken care of when we go to a salon. Notice they're often called salons, or they have the name of a person, as if you're going to that person's house. There's a sense of being pampered and being taken care of. Is that going to happen at a chopping block? No. So that name doesn't work because the customer doesn't understand what the business does, and it doesn't, excuse me, not because the customer doesn't understand what the business does. The customer gets that it's a haircut, but not the haircut the customer wants. The person wants to feel comfortable, and for men, as I said, because of razors, you want to feel safe. It doesn't get communicated. So what it does is it doesn't address what the customer needs, and it triggers the customer's fears. Here's an example of a couple of ads for a product. One works, one doesn't. See if you can guess why. The first one is Moo. Brown, or if you prefer, Moo. Brown cowhide, big old rectangle with long, skinny, extra rectangle, two metal attachments, and holders. Do you have any idea, Griff, what that is?
I haven't a clue.
That's right. And this is how people do their postings, and they do their ads at times, and you have no clue what is it. I have friends who bought a lot on eBay, and sometimes they say they can't tell what the thing is. Now the pictures are getting better, but it really helps to work with someone to make sure that it's written well and it's designed well. I like to tell folks, think about it. Think of it as a room, as the image that you have is a room. Would you want to go in there? Would you want someone else to go in there?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Would you want to invite a friend over? That's what you want your listing to do, your posting, I should say, to do. It should interest the person that sees it and have the person say, oh, I need to tell so-and-so about this, too. Here is another listing for that same item. The headline is, notes for that meeting in the bag. Here is the way that it reads. Did you remember to bring everything with you today? Next time, use our chestnut brown soft leather portfolio bag. It's got adjustable straps, pockets for your cell phone and palm, and is roomy enough to carry your lunch with you. So what's just happened is the person that sees it says, oh, that's something that I can use because the person knows what it is.
Right.
That's really important.
And they've given you some ideas of how to use it.
Exactly.
Cool. When a seller's, what are some of the things a seller should do on eBay before they actually post their listing to help maximize their effectiveness in promotion and marketing?
That is a great question. The first thing the person should ask himself or herself is, why am I selling this? What is important to me about this product? The second thing is, how does it relate to other things that I've sold or will sell? The third is, what are the most important aspects of this to my customer? What's the customer really interested in? What's the customer's goal for this? How is the customer going to use it? I work with a wonderful graphic designer and illustrator, Michel Babat, and what he does is when he sits down with his customers, the first thing he says to them is, how will this be used? How is the customer going to use the product?
That's very important.
Mm-hmm. The next thing to ask is, what do I need to, if I'm the person, selling it, what do I need to charge to make a profit? Then I look at what's the market value, how does this compare to others that are being offered, and then I go back to what else I'm selling, because it may be that for this item, I may need to charge a bit less because that way it'll be more marketable, and maybe I'm going to make a bigger profit on some other things I'm selling so it will work out. You can probably guess, Griff, that what I'm talking about is the business plan.
Yes, of course, and we mention this a lot on eBay Radio, the idea of having a business plan. And
absolutely,
all of those tips you just mentioned,
you'd
make a good eBay seller.
Thank you very much.
I think you should start selling on eBay, and you know what you could sell.
In fact, I'm sure that's true, and then you just brought up something that I think is really important for listeners to think about, which is I had a friend years ago who worked for Massachusetts Ira Ed, and I asked her, how do you like your job? She said, people don't read. I said, what do you mean? She said, we give them this information. They don't read it.
Yeah.
So let me put in a plug for reading the eBay material and using it, and you're going to get a lot better results that way. So just a plug for eBay.
Well, I appreciate the plug. Hey, we got time for one more question.
Okay.
What advice do you have if something goes wrong? Seller, this does happen occasionally. Something will go wrong, like the buyer will back out, or any sort of hypothetical situation. What's the best way for a seller to handle that on eBay?
Oh, that's great. First of all, go back to the beginning and look at what was your customer buying to begin with. What is the customer most interested in? That is the ground on which you meet your customer. One of the things that happens is people try to come up with solutions that are what they would want rather than what the customer would want. The first thing you do is say, gosh, I'm really concerned about this. What can I do to make it right? What do you want me to do to make this work?
I love that advice. I love it.
Because doesn't that make sense? We're all customers a lot of the time, and we don't like these solutions people come up with that have nothing to do with what we really need.
Exactly.
Just sort of sit there and shake your head and think, what are you thinking?
Well, I just had an email this morning from a seller who, their first sale, and somebody bought the item, and they received it, and they had no qualms about the way it was described, but they just weren't happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asking the seller if they would take it back.
Mm-hmm.
And the seller said, well, I don't feel like I should have to.
Oh, no, bad idea. Can I just say to that seller, take it back. You've probably all heard this whole thing about happy customers versus unhappy customers. You want a situation where your customer is happy with the product. All of us in business have had times where we've had to take a bath on something, but you know what? It is worth it because in the end, what's most important is your relations with your customers. Yes, you may have made a little less on this one. You'll make it up as you go along in your business by learning from your mistakes. In fact, there's a saying, good judgment comes from experience. Experience comes from bad judgment.
Exactly.
So, by the way, the most important thing I can say here today is take time to plan your business and think about your business. Take a step back and look during the week and say, what's happened this week? What can I do to correct things that have happened that I'm not so thrilled with? Everybody has them.
Yeah.
But you've got to give yourself that time out to do that. Otherwise, what happens is you react and then you feel bad afterwards. And you know what? It takes a lot more time to clean it up than it does if you take that time to think it through beforehand.
That is so true. I wish we had time for more questions. And I hate to let you go because actually my intuition was right.
Mm-hmm.
Lainey, you're going to make people very happy. You'd be a great seller on eBay. You should be selling your services. But in
Thank
the meantime,
can I,
can I can direct people to your website.
And my phone number.
And your phone number. Your website is www.ideasmadereal.com. That's one huge word, ideasmadereal.com. And if you want to give your phone number, I'll give you the space right now.
Thank you so much. If you'd like to call me, it's 415 574-3690. And the first three people who call with questions about their postings and their businesses will win a complimentary session.
Oh, that's terrific. Lainey, thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to want to get you on for a longer segment, and maybe we'll take some calls, too. I'm sure that people will have a lot of questions about this sort of thing. So thanks again, Lainey. Zaina from Ideas Made Real. We'll be back with our next guest. We're going to be taking your calls, too. So our toll-free number, again, is 888-327-0061. Don't go away, please. I'm Griff, and you're listening to eBay Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.